Good morning, BSOP family and co-workers in the ministry.
BSOP的家人，大家早上好。
It's a great opportunity to proclaim God's word to you this morning.
今天早上能够在跟这里和大家一起分享上帝的话语是一个很荣幸的事情。
You know, after receiving God's call to the ministry 15 years ago, I already imagined myself as a BSOP student.
在BSOP，我在15年前蒙受上帝的呼召的时候，我就一直在想象在BSOP会是怎么一回事。
This has been my home for the last 20 years, and it's just right for me to be here.
在过去20年的时间，这边都一直是我的家。
And as I imagine myself as a student, one of my dreams as a student is to preach before you in chapel.
当我在想象自己在做 BSOP的学生的时候，我其中的一个梦想就是能够在这里，在这个早会当中和大家一起来分享。
So I thank God for the opportunity to share God's word today, even though I've not yet received my diploma.
所以感谢神，今天早上时间给我这个机会来这里分享上帝的话语，虽然我还没有正式的毕业。
So what religion are we serving?
所以我们到底在服务的是什么样的宗教呢？侍奉的是什么样的宗教呢？
Of course, some of you may answer me, 基督教, Christianity.
许多人可能会回答说，是基督教。
But what is this religion really all about?
但是这个信仰，这个宗教到底是怎么一回事呢？
I want to share something very personal for each of us as pastors in relation to our training in BSOP.
我想在这里这个时间分享一些就是比较个人性的一个信息。
This is important because as students, faculty, and staff belonging to the BSOP community, especially to God's community, we must heed this kind of training.
我认为在BSOP当中，我们作为一个大家庭的话，我们也非常有必要接受这样的一种训练。
And what's nice about our training here in BSOP is it's a holistic training.
在BSOP的训练当中，非常值得称赞一点，就是这边的训练是一个整全的训练。
We do not only focus on what's on the head, but what also matters in the heart and the hands.
我们所关注不但是这些的知识，同时也关注我们的思想跟我们的行为。
And this training is unique because each time me and Joanna are called into the dean's office, she does not ask about our grades, but how our BSOP profile progress is.
比如说每一次我和Joanna每次去到教务主任的办公室的时候，他也从来不是直接问我们说我们的分数的进展如何，而是更是关注我们整个在BSOP的一个生活。
So as I've gone through the book of James, I saw its relevance to our training in BSOP.
所以当我在看这些雅各书的信息的时候，我也觉得这个信息跟我们在这边的训练是非常息息相关的。By
this, we shall be assessing ourselves this morning.
因为借此我们可以去自我评估一下自己。Shall
we pray before we proceed to God's word?
所以在我们开始之前，请大家和我一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for the great opportunity to once again be able to hear your word. May you continue to cause us to be open in our hearts and mind that we can receive your word and to apply it as it commands. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Do you know someone who is religious?
你认识一些人是虔诚的人吗?
Or how do we define someone who is religious?
或者说我们如何去定义一个人他是否是虔诚的人?
What if there was a person who loves to serve in many ministries of the church?
或者说一个人在教会当中他会参与到许多的不同的服事。
He is rarely absent on Sundays and he's active in many fellowships.
他也常常参加这些主日的礼拜，也会参与到各样的这个服事当中。
And he also loves to share his grace to other people.
他也乐意去分享这个他的恩典给别人。
In his Facebook or in WeChat, he posts about Bible verses and gospel songs.
在Facebook或者是微信的这个群当中，他也会常常分享一些这个圣经的经文给别人。
When it was time to pray, he prays a long prayer.
或者说当是轮到他祷告的时候，他也会带领很长的祷告。
When it was time to sing, he would clap his hands and raise his hands to God.
当轮到唱歌的时候，他也会拍手或者是举手来歌唱。
Is this a person who is religious?
那你认为这样的一个人是一个虔诚人吗？
But once worship is over, he talks behind the back of others.
但是如果这个人在礼拜结束之后，却在别人的背后说别人的坏话。
He causes division between groups of people.
在这些的不同的团体当中制造分裂。
He shows favoritism to some people. He shows favoritism to some people.
他也这个偏待人。
Is he still a religious person?
你觉得这样的一个人还是一个虔诚人吗？
What does it mean to be religious then?
那到底什么意味着是一个人是虔诚人呢？
You know, for James and Paul, our outward religiousness is not the measure. For James and Paul, our outward religiousness is not the measure.
对于这个雅各跟保罗来说，我们外在的这些的外表不再是衡量一个人是否是虔诚的一个标准。
They know that religious talk or posting in Facebook can be cheap Christianity.
实际上不管是这个这些金钱的外表，还是所谓不断的这个分享这些的经文的信息，这些也只不过是所谓虔诚的一个外表而已，有的时候。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 19, the Bible says, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything but keeping the commands of God.
在《更多前书》第七章那个地方，有个地方讲到说，割礼或不割礼都不算什么，关键是做一个新造的人。
James, the audience of James is actually Jewish Christians.
那雅各书的这个读者的话，实际上是这些犹太的基督徒。
Yes, in the past, the Jews were marked as people of God through their circumcision or outside appearance.
那实际上，犹太的基督徒在过去的以往的时间当中，都一直以这个他们是受割礼这个为代表，使他们显明为神的儿女。
Now, as believers of the faith, they are no longer identified through their outward appearance.
那今天在主的里面，他们已经不再是以外表来去衡量了。
And that's the same with us today.
我想这个对于我们今天。每一个人来说也同样是如此。
If we are not identified by our outside appearance, then how can we know we are religious?
如果我们不是以
we are not defined by our outside appearance, how can we now know we are religious?
如果我们不是以外表的方式来去评估，那怎么知道说我们是一个虔诚人呢？
Our topic for this morning is not about different religions.
当然，我们今天早上的主题不再是不同的宗教。
This is not what James is talking about.
这不是雅各所说的内容。
Even though we find the word religion in the two verses that we just read.
虽然当然在这些经文当中，我们也已经看见这个词所谓虔诚。
Because the word religion during this time is still strange in the Bible and rare, and not as how we define it today.
那因为那个时代的话，所谓的这个宗教的话，在那个时候还是一个很奇怪的词，也不是我们今天所定义的这种方式。
So how does James define religion here?
那雅各他到底在这里是如何去定义这个宗教这个词呢？或者说虔诚这个词呢
？It could actually mean two ways.
那实际上可以有两种不同的方式。
The manner of worship and the inner piety of a person.
比如说是外在的一个敬拜的方式，或者是内在的虔诚。
Having studied the verses prior, James focuses on the head from verses 2 to 12.
从二到这个十二节，雅各他的关注点是脑袋的信息。
Having a stable mind can help us get through persecutions.
就是我们有正确的一个信息的话，可以帮助我们在这个逼迫当中可以持守。
He shifts to the hands from verses 19 to 25.
从16到25节的话，就开始转到手了，就是所谓行动了。
Be doers of the word.
那就是要去做，去行主的话。
So in these two verses that we're studying, I see it as the heart of a person.
所以在我们刚才所看的这两节经文当中，我看到了这个是一个人的心。
For me, religion is the heart of a person.
对我来说，虔诚的话是一个人的心。
Today, James is presenting to us three tests of the heart.
那雅各今天对我们来说，他给了三个方面的测试，这些测试是关乎心的。
And these three tests reflect true religion.
那我想这三个测试可以反映到底什么是真正的虔诚。
Though there are other factors that can determine our being true in the religion.
当然也有其他的方式可以决定我们可以去评估说我们到底是否是虔诚。
James wants to focus on these three things because this is an echo of how Christ himself taught when he was still on earth.
雅各想，但是雅各在这里想专注这三个方面，因为这三个点也是主耶稣在世的时候也有提起的内容。
So first, true religion controls the tongue.
首先一点就是所谓虔诚是所谓虔诚人是他是能够勒住自己的舌头。
Second, true religion looks after the needy.
第二点就是所谓虔诚人的话能够看顾有需要的人。
And the third one, true religion remains unstained from the world.
第三点就是虔诚人保守自己不沾染世俗。
And these three things will be further elaborated if you continue to read the book of James.
实际上这三点的信息的话，如果你继续读雅各书当中的话就会看见有更多的内容。
So this is like the outline of James as he proceeds to the next chapters.
所以这是一个转折的一个地方。
So this can serve as an introduction to what he is about to say about in his book.
或者我们可以说这也是他对接下去的内容的一个简单的一个介绍。
Let's look at verse 26.
那我们先来看第二十六节。
The Bible says, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless.
那经常说，若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
It's true today that many Christians hold on to the right theology, to the right doctrine.
的确，今天很多的基督徒是有正确的一个神学，有正确的教义。
Aside from that, they come up with new ideas to have a different form of liturgy or worship.
当然除此以外，他们也会有的时候会有新的一些所谓敬拜的方式跟礼仪。
Some would have longer singing.
有些时候会有唱诗歌更长的时间。
Some would commit to longer prayer.
或者说祷告更长。
Some would have longer sermons.
或者说讲道的时间更长。
And these are ways that people are trying to find out to draw people closer to God.
这也是不同的方式可以把人吸引带到神的面前。
But by doing these things, is it enough to mark us as religious?
但是如果是只是行这些的行为，是不是可以评估说我们是否就是一个敬虔的人呢？
Perhaps in man's standards, you would say yes, or I would say yes.
或者从许多方面说，也许你会说是，或者我也会说是。
Because that's how a Catholic is defined as devout.
这也是所谓这个天主教去评估一个人是否是一个虔诚
人。Or even for us, when we see a super active Christian, or even for us, when we see a very active Christian,
或者当我们所看见一个非常所谓积极的基督徒的时候。
But for James, it's not enough to do these things every Lord's Day only.
但对雅各书来说，对雅各这个作者来说的话，我们仅仅是行这些还是不够的。
And before we proceed to the first test, let me remind you that this is a self-assessment test.
在我们去看到这些正式的信息之前，让我来提醒一下大家，这个是对我们自我的一个评估。
Because after all, it's only the Lord who knows the heart of a person.
因为不管怎么样。这个只有上帝他才能够真正知道我们每个人的心。
Because once we use this criteria to judge other people, we can violate immediately test number one, taming the tongue.
因为如果我们以这样的一种方式，这样的一种标准去评估别人的时候，那么我们立刻就违反了第一个这个测试的内容，就是去用我们的舌头去论断别人。
First, the tongue can be used against God.
首先第一点就是这个舌头的话呢，实际上是也可以用来敌对神的。
If you backtrack to verses 13 to 14, you see a person blaming God for falling into temptation.
如果你回到第十三到十四节，你看见一个人 这个埋怨上帝把他带入到试探当中。
You know, God, I fell into sin because you tempted me.
上帝啊，我这个失败了，我犯罪了，是因为你试探了我。
You caused me to fall by not delivering me from temptation.
你使我失败，没有把我从这个试探当中拯救出来。
So many times we use our tongue to praise God, but at the same time we use it to curse or blame God.
所以许多时候我们也许用舌头去赞美神，但是同时也在咒诅或者是埋怨神。
Is this religious? Is this religious?
这个是虔诚吗？
Second, the tongue can be used on people.
第二点就是所谓虔诚也可以用在人的身上。
We have angry talk, we have gossip, we have deception.
有的时候我们可以这个讲别人闲话，或者是愤怒的话语，或者是欺骗的话语。
To our tongues, we can boast about ourselves and step down on other people.
或者是也用这个我们的舌头这个自我夸耀，然后也贬低别人。
To our tongues we gossip about other people.
或者用舌头来说别人的闲话。
And what's sad about this is that it's often used against fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord.
那这个许多时候也是在我们所攻击的是在主里的这个弟兄姐妹。
Do we see this today?
我们今天是否有看见这些的信息呢？
Many people are telling me that.You know, the Chinese churches are in need of revival.
许多时候，有人告诉我说，这个中国的教会的话，需要复兴。
And through this, by studying this book, I see one way for us to see that revival.
当我在学习这卷书的信息的时候，我觉得至少有一个方式是可以看见复兴的可能。
The Chinese churches are lacking many pastors today.
中国的教会或者说中文的教会的话是由今天也缺少许多的牧师传道。
And why is it that, you know, some BSOP alumni who do not have any church are not being called up by churches?
那为什么BSOP 的许多校友并没有被这些教会所招纳呢？
Why is it some pastors fear serving in that kind of church?
为什么有些的传道人怕在那样的一个教会里面服事呢？
Because if it's about gossip, we like to spread it and destroy a church's reputation or a person's reputation.
因为如果是有这个所谓闲话存在的时候，那我们就可能把别人的名声所毁坏了。
I was able to interview some people from different churches, and they tell me that, you know, these church, some of their churches do not have a process for restoration.
我跟这边教会的私下跟这些教会会有一些的访谈，他们也提及一个内容，就是说这边的教会的话，没有一个正确的让他们得以恢复的一个方式。
If a member or a pastor sins, they are never welcome the same way again.
如果一个人的话犯罪的话，那么他们几乎就没有可能会再次有给机会重新回到这个这个家庭当中。
Maybe instead of gossiping, we can focus on how we can go about with restoring our members or pastors.
或者也许我们不再是说别人闲话，而是看看有没有一些什么具体的步骤，我们可以帮助这些需要帮助的这些的牧师或者是会友。
I speak this not to condemn anyone, but to see this as a reminder and as a key to the Chinese church's revival.
我在这里讲这些话也不但是要定谁的罪，而是觉得说这是一个很关键的一个因素，可以帮助我们这些在这里的中国教会可以更为复兴。
Because we're in BSOP, we can be influential and we are the future partners in the ministry.
因为在 BSOP 的话，我们在这边的这群人都可以成为在以后服事当中的话都是非常有影响力的人。
Let's keep our character groundedin our knowledge of Christ, that the more we know Christ, the more we understand these situations.
所以让我们的这些的品格的话能够这个塑造在上帝的话语的基础之上。许多时候如果我们更多的去认识主的话，我们就会变得越来越像他。
Because the gospel is the only way that can transform our hearts.
因为这个福音是唯一的方式可以转变我们的心。
Let's help the pastors who fell to gain the trust and confidence of churches again.
那我们来 去关注一下那些就是
Let's help the churches. Let's help the pastors to gain the trust of the churches again.
所以让我们帮助这些就是跌倒的这些的弟兄或弟兄姐妹或是牧师，让他们重新能够恢复到对教会的这个信任和接纳当中。
Let's help the churches gain the trust of pastors again.
也让我们帮助这个教会可以重新获得这些牧师或是会友的信任。
Let's unite to help each other.
那我们这个来彼此的团结，彼此的互助。
As I spoke with some church leaders, they are admitting their past mistakes.
当我跟一些教会的领袖在交谈当中，他们也承认这个自己是有这样的问题。
As I spoke to BSOB alumni, they also acknowledge their mistakes.
当我这个跟 BSOB 的校友去交谈的时候，他们也同样的承认自己的这些问题。
But what is lacking?
但是到底缺失的是什么呢？
A second chance.
那就是给别人的所谓第二次的机会。
A third chance.
第三次的机会。
77 times forgiveness.
或者是说77次的赦免。
We will definitely fall from time to time.
我们可能时不时我们都有可能会被跌倒。
But we do not want to be labeled for that one-time mistake.
但是我们不想被别人只是因为那一次的错误而被别人贴上标签。
Let's extend grace to other people.
那我们能够把恩典带给别人。
Is this religious?
这个就是。虔诚。
Yes, because you think of other people.
是的，因为你会在这个时候去关注到别人。
Only the gospel can help us do that.
只有福音可以帮助我们这样去做。
That's why in the end of verse 26, the Bible says, "Whoever thinks he is religious and does not control his tongue, he deceives his heart."
所以这个在第26节的后半部分有讲到说，如果一个人不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
If transformation of the heart is religion,
如果这个新的一个转变是虔诚的话呢？
So deceiving of the heart means no transformation.
那反欺哄自己的心的话，就意味着没有什么改变。
So no transformation of the heart means false religion.
那没有转变的心就意味着假的虔诚。
We can actually make Christianity a false religion if others do not see the new life in us.
实际上，如果别人没有在我们的生命当中看见新的生命，我们这个基督教就对别人来说就是一个假的宗教。
Not only that, we deceive ourselves thinking that we are Christians.
那同时，我们也欺哄我们自己，以为我们是基督徒。
If you check Colossians 3, verses 8 to 10, you see what it's talking about, being in the old life.
如果你回到这个哥罗西书第三章的三到十节，你会这个保罗在那里讲到什么到底是新生的样式。
How's our assessment of test number one?
我们是如何去评估这里的第一项的测试呢？
For me, I still have a lot of room to improve on.
对我个人来说，我也觉得还有很多的空间需要改善。
The second test of James is to visit orphans and widows in their affliction or distress, or help those who are in need.
那第二点的话，就是在这里所讲的是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，或者是说看顾所有的有需要的人。
This is an act of true religion because it shows transformation of the heart.
这个是所谓真正的宗教的一个表现，因为这个是让我们看见这个一个新的一个转变。
If you're familiar with the Old Testament, you see how these kinds of people are the VIPs in God's kingdom.
如果你再回到旧约的话，你可以看到有一些的人是在上帝的国度当中是非常重要的角色。
Because if you see the Old Testament, whenever God says He remembers His people or He remembers those who are in need, what does the word remember mean?
所以因为在旧约当中，每一次当提及到说上帝顾念人的需要的时候，那这个顾念这个词的话到底是什么意思呢？或者说上帝纪念他们的需要，那这个纪念这个词是什么意思呢？
The word remember does not mean that God forgot, but rather it means He will give extra attention to those kinds of people.
那纪念这个词的话，这就也表明的是上帝会给他们额外的一个关注力，看见他们的需要。
And likewise, as God cares for these people, we are also to care for these people.
正好像上帝顾念这些人的需要的话，我们也应当去顾念这些人的需要。
But it's hard because in the Philippines, you can be prone to abuse when you are helpful to people. You can be abused when you help people in the Philippines.
在菲律宾就是要非常小心的一个事情，就是当你帮助别人的时候，你可能会还容易被受伤。
But in Deuteronomy, they were given opportunities to work, and they were also given the share of tithes.
在生命记当中，你可以看见他们会被允许工作，他们也会献上这个十分之一的奉献。
And likewise, if we help those who are in need, there's a big chance that they cannot help us in return.
同时也有很大的可能性，就是当我们帮助一些人的时候，他们不一定能够回报我们。
But isn't that the way our Heavenly Father gives to us?
但是这不是正是天父给我们的这样的一种方式吗？
Only people who are transformed in the heart can help those who cannot help us in return.
只有一个被心被主转变的一个人，才能够帮助那些可能不一定能够回报你的人。
If you look forward to James chapter 2, the heading is the sin of partiality. If you see the heading of chapter 2, it talks about the sin of partiality or favoritism.
如果你看到这个第二章一开头的时候，你可以看见这里的一个标题是不按按外貌待人的罪。
As future pastors in a Chinese church, there are different status in society.
在作为在这边非华教会的牧师传道的话，可能会有不同的地位和身份。
There are some members who can be richer than other members.
在有一些会有可能会比其他人会更加的富有。
And it could be that it's only the rich who can really help us as we do our ministry in that church.
可能在一个教会当中，当我们做一些事工的时候，更多的是这些富有的人能够帮助到我们。
And we can tend to just stick to them.
可能许多时候我们也有趋势，就是就围着这些人转。
But I believe that most cases it's unintentional because we have to be grateful to those who help us, especially as pastors.
但是我相信许多时候可能不是刻意的，因为我们也需要像那些就是帮助我们的人，我们也向他们表示这个感恩。
But what about the 100 others in your church?
但是那像其他的一百个会友又会怎么样呢？你会有怎么对待呢？
May we not also forget to care for those who are just silently seated or seated at the back row?
所以让我们也不要就是忘记就是可能默默的坐在你教会的背后坐在后面那一排的一些的这些默默无闻的人的需要。
So as shepherds of the church, we should care like how our Heavenly Father cares, without any hopes of expectation, without any return.
所以让我们能够像我们的天父一样，当我们去关顾人需要的时候，就是不期盼有什么回报，不期盼有什么报答。
Is this religious?
那因为这个是。
Is this religious?
这个是虔诚吗？
Yes, because you are thinking of others.
是的，这个是虔诚，因为你有看见其他人的需要。
Only transformed hearts can have the ability to do this.
只有一个人经过转变了，才有能力这么去行。
Test one, taming the tongue.
我们看见第一个测试是勒住舌头。
Test two, helping those who are in need.
测试二是这里是看顾这些有需要人的需要。
How's our assessment to ourselves?
我们自己评估的情况是如何的呢？
The last one is the test about being unstained from the world.
最后一项测试是说到保守我们自己不沾染这个世俗。
For me, this should be the most difficult among the three.
对我个人来说，可能这个是这三项测试当中最困难的一个地方。
Because the first test and the second test is should be our control as transformed people.
因为前面这两项的话， 是作为一个被转变的人的话，我们似乎更容易控制。
But the third one has a new challenge in this time.
但是这第三项测试的话，有一个新的挑战。
Because in the past, when you say remain unstained from the world, you do not mingle with non-believers.
因为对于过去来说，当你说保守自己不沾染世俗，你可能就是不跟这些不信的人在混在一起。
On the one hand, that's true.
从某种程度上来说是真的。
But on the other hand, there are already Christians who are compromising to the standards of the world.
但是也有个危险，就是这些人的话也有可能就是会这个顺从这个世界的标准。
And that's the danger today, because the way they see homosexuality, the way they see marriage and divorce, is not biblical anymore, even though they are Christians.
所以这也是有这样的危险，哪怕是一些人是基督徒，但是他们面对一些像同性恋，比如说像同性恋，像这些离婚的这些事情，这些的标准都不是合乎圣经的。
Allow me to share to you a survey conducted in America by Christianity Today.
让我来和大家一起分享这个今日基督教这个杂志所做的一个调查。
Many Christians believe that they are good people. They are not sinners.
许多人相信他们是是善人，不是罪人。
That's one out of three evangelical Christians on this survey.
在这个福音派的信徒当中有三分之一会有人这样的认为。
The Bible's condemnation of homosexual behavior does not apply today.
他们也会认为说，圣经当中谴责的这个所谓的同性恋的话，今天这种方式不应当应用在我们今天的社会当中。
41% believe this.
有41%的人相信这个。
Abortion is not a sin. 38%.
有38%的人相信说，这个堕胎不是一个罪。
And lastly.Millennials are thinking that the Bible is just a myth.
在有很多的这些后千，就是这些后千的这些年轻人的话，也相信说，这个圣经只不过是一个一个
故事 only.
No, myth.
Myth.
一个奥秘的宗教。
And that's,
yeah, 我没有想到一个最好的一个词来形容，神话，对，谢谢哈。
53% of millennials believe this.
所以有35%的人是相信这个。
And this is happening around the world, not only in America.
所以这个是整个全世界都是这一种情况，不单是在美国是如此。
And the numbers will continue to rise.
所以这个，而且这个数字会继续不断的攀升。
So being unstained from the world is not only to not mingle with sinners, but also to watch out for our way of compromising to the world.
所以在这里我们看见，就是说这里所谓不沾染世俗，不单单是说我们是不是跟这个不信的人混在一起，而是说我们是否能够在信仰的标准上保守我们自己。
That means we have to double time our studying of God's word.
换句话说，我们需要花双倍的时间去学习上帝的话语。
Pray that the Lord will cause you to understand what you are reading and studying.
我祷告求神帮助你能够有更多的时间去学习他的话语。
That we will have the wisdom to respond to what the world thinks.
以至于我们有这样的足够的智慧去回应这个世界所面对的问题。
So let's summarize the three tests of the heart.
所以让我来再次来总结下这个心这个三个测试的。
Are we able to control our tongue?
第一个是我们是否能够去控制我们的舌头。
Can we help those who cannot help us in return?
我们是否能够帮助那些不一定能够帮助我们的人。
Are we still unstained from the standards of the world?
我们是不是能够保守自己不沾染世俗。
In Matthew 7:15-23, Christ warns of wolves in sheep's clothing.
在马太福音第
7:15-23。
在马太福音第七章十五到二十三节，这主耶稣在那里教导，就是警醒人要面对那些披着羊皮的狼。
And how can we discern the wolves from the sheep's clothing？
我们怎么能够去分辨哪些是披着羊皮的狼呢
？By the kind of fruit that they produce。
那就是借着他们的借着他们所结的果子就可以去辨认。
A good tree will not bear thorns, but will produce what is good。
一个好的树的话，必然结好果子。
Therefore, one who appears to be a good tree but bears bad fruit is not from the Lord。
所以一个树看起来是好树，但是结的却是坏果子的话，那么这个人肯定不是从主而来的。
And Christ continues to say, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven."
所以主耶稣自己 也说到说，不是凡是称呼我主啊、主啊的人都能够进天国。
On that day, many will say to me, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do mighty works in your name?"
那时候会很多人说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名讲道我们不是奉你的名赶鬼以及奉你的名行许多的义人吗
And Jesus will tell them I never knew you depart from me
耶稣会对他们说我从来不认识你离开我吧
Those are the harshest words we can hear from our Lord Jesus Christ
所以这些是我们从主那里看见的是非常这个非常责备的话语。
There are some Christians who think they are religious if they post in Facebook Bible verses and gospel songs.
有一些人会觉得说，如果他们在 Facebook 上，放一些的圣经的经文或者是歌曲的话，他们就会似乎就变成一个虔诚人。
But they never showed transformation in their life.
但是如果他们，在他们的生命中没有真正的转变的话。
As workers in God's ministry,
作为在神的工人
，we can deliver the best sermons.
我们也可能可以传递的是最好的讲道。
We can become the best teachers of the Bible.
我们也可能可以成为圣经的非常好的老师。
We can know more about the Bible than our church members.
我们会比我们的会友都懂得更多的圣经的知识。
However, if our hearts are not changed,
但是如果我们的心没有被改变的话
then what are we preaching and teaching?
那我们到底在教的讲的到底是什么呢
Who are we serving?
那我们到底在侍奉的是谁呢
What religion are we serving?
我们在侍奉的是什么样的宗教呢
Without transformation, we can teach a false religion.
没有真正的改变的话，我们可能在教导的是一个假的宗教。
I never knew you. Depart from me.
我从来不认识你，离开我吧。
Because being religious is not limited to our knowledge, service, and practices.
因为这个所谓虔诚，不单是局限于我们的这个行为或者是我们的行动。
Most importantly, religion is the transformation of the heart.
因为真正的虔诚是新的一个转变。
And by having this transformation, our acts will be acceptable before the Heavenly Father.
当我们真正有这样的虔诚的时候，那我们的行为也真正能够被天父所接纳。
The Lord told Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature."
主对这个撒母耳说，你不要看他的外表，也不要看他的身高。
Because I have rejected him.
因为我已经拒绝了他。
For the Lord does not see as how man sees.
因为主并看人，并不像人看人。
Man looks on the outward appearance.
人可能是看的是外表。
But the Lord looks into the heart.
但是上帝却看的是人的心。
Let me end with Galatians 6:15.
所以让我来以加太书第六章第十五节来作为结束。
For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的是，就是做新造的人。
And that new creation means transformation of the heart.
这里所谓的新造就是一个新，一个人新的改变。
Just read the New Testament books. It's all about the new life, departing from the old life.
整个新约的信息也都是关乎一个人离开过旧的一个生活，然后进入到一个新的生活当中。
So the circumcision of our hearts will lead to the circumcision of our minds and hands.
所以一个人心的改变也会带来这个概知识的一个改变，也会带来我们行为的一个改变。
And that makes our BSOP profile.
这个也成为我们最后在 BSOP 的一个写照。
Beloved BSOP family, what religion is this?
BSOP, 各位亲爱的家人，那这样的一个宗教到底是什么样的一个宗教呢？
What religion are we serving?
我们到底在侍奉的是怎样的一个宗教呢？
It's a religion of transformed hearts. It's a religion of transformed hearts.
这是一个新的一个转变的一个宗教。
That's Christianity.
这就是基督教。
This is the gospel.
这是福音，这是真正的福音。
Only the gospel can change us.
只有福音能够真正的改变我们。
We will still commit mistakes from time to time.
我们可能还时不时可能犯错。
But God's grace is sufficient.
但是上帝的恩典却是足够。
What's important, we check ourselves from time to time.
更为重要的是我们能够时不时的去省察我们自己。
May God help me as I go out to the ministry.
愿上帝帮助我当我们去到新的合场上。
May God help each one of you.
愿上帝帮助每一位。Okay. Let's pray. Thank you, we thank you. You look at people not like people.人看人，人可能是看外表，但是你却是看见人的内心。所以你愿你这个时候继续借着圣灵，再一次监察我们的心，带领我们，使我们能够在你的面前能够向你回转，带领我们，使我们能够在你的面前向你悔改。愿我们的心思，我们的意念，愿我们的言语，愿我们的行为，也都能够。在你的面前得蒙你的悦纳，求你听我们的祷告和祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的名求的。